And welcome to Marooned at MacBuy's headquarters.
We have a visitor in the studio.
We do. Day 34, and Lola is in charge. Come on, babe. Come and say hello, babe.
Come on.
Has Daddy made the chat live? Is my...
Yes.
Oh, he has. Live. Excellent.
Come on.
Hello, Jonathan. Come hello, on, Kim. She's going outside now. She has demanded to go outside with Daddy. Can you have a picture? Mike!
Yeah?
Come and get your phone. Jonathan wants a picture. She's got a new toy. I think he can do without a photo of you. Just a wild guess, but I think so. Lola has had a gift. She had a present when she very first arrived, which is over 6 months ago now. And it was from the lovely Rachel. Now, Rachel's not big into dogs, so this was a big thing for Rachel. Come round, big cards, congratulations, hello sister. And how we actually told all our friends that we'd adopted Lola was we were at one of our breakfast clubs and we waited and waited, and there was a card. I had a card. So I waited till everyone had breakfast, and then I slipped the card across to Rachel and I said, you need to announce this. And she looked at it and was like, it's October. It's not my birthday. Oh. And she opened it and it said, congratulations, you're a big sister. She's like, oh, wow. She said, I know it's going to have four legs, not two. And, oh, yes, it's definitely going to have four legs. So that was how she announced it. So the next day she went shopping. Oh, they were the days, weren't they? You know, when you could just go out and eat and shop. No, I digress. So she went out and she got Lola a few toys. And one of these toys was a pig's head on a rope. I know it sounds a bit bizarre. CQ, Deb, CQ. But we called it Pinky because we already had a pig called Perky, Pinky and Perky. And not long ago, it lost the head. That left the rope. Then she ripped the rope, the bit that tied the rope, so it doubled in length. And Mike said, this rope's going, you know, it's going, and she loves this rope. So I said, leave it with me, I'll have a look what Amazon have got. Went to Amazon, £10 for a dog rope. Hello? They're £1.99 or £2.99 in the local shops. The ones that are shut that I can't get to, those ones. But I did find a whole range of dog treats. So there were 10 different rope toys in a bag. And thing was, everything was arriving Tuesday. Remember me saying that? So it was supposed to be arriving Tuesday. Anyway, it arrived today and I got rather excited thinking it was the fittings for the wardrobe pole. Things are bad when I get excited about the fittings for the curtain pole. Anyway, Mike said, no, it's too big for that. So I said, well, is it in a box? He said, no, it's in like a squeezy bag. I said, is it soft? He said, I think so. I said, I think I know what that is. So it's 10 rope toys. So she's had a look at them. And typical Samoyed form, there were some that were like bone shaped and there was one that was like doubled over and a long rope. No, she's gone for the noose. Literally, it's a noose. But that's the one she wants. So she's now dragged Mike outside and she's giving it the once over. See how it is. So no, not a squeaky lettuce. But that's a good point. I wonder if I could get a lettuce toy for her. After last night's excitement, Jonathan cannot believe you missed it. The entire chat room were waiting and hanging on my every moment as I agonised over this order. How it got through, I do not know. Because I did the fake checkout at 1 minute to. And what that does is check that everything in the basket is available. That's the point of doing it. So I did all of that and I was ready. And it got to midnight and I leave it a fraction of a second. You don't want to go too soon. Premature checkout. You don't want that. So push the button, went through, picked the slot. Great. Click buy. And it then twanged back and said, this loaf isn't available. I'm like, what? Yeah, I'd already done all that bit. So I did it again. Then I needed to pick the slot again and the slot was still available. So I did all of that. I'm finally checked out. Haven't been told anything's not arriving yet, but it's not due until 10 o'clock tonight, whence we are in the middle of another show. But never mind, never mind. And there was a couple of items that just didn't make the basket and they didn't even tell me. So I will be aiming to get a follow-up slot tonight. It would surely save them time if they just let me have everything I wanted. But it doesn't seem to work like that, does it? I'm so glad you enjoyed yourself cheering us along, Jonathan. Hello, Paul. How are you doing? Oh, have I got COVIDiots for you? Oh, my word. There was a classic one. In fact, I've got one that hasn't made the news. And to be honest, think it should. How I'm going to share it with you is a Google map. So I'm going to get the map of Google. It was a little too far away for Mike and I to be aware of it, but not the lovely Rachel. So if I can drop a pin on here and show you precisely where it is. It was halfway between Rachel's house and the United Training Ground. No, not quite halfway, about there. Can I get a pin for that and copy it? Should be able to, shouldn't I? Let me see if I can get that to you. An error was encountered. Fabulous. Not. It's kind of opened up at the right place, I think. Right, let's see if you can get it. Right, there. Just close to us. So you think I should take a look at Sainsbury's? They're releasing more slots. Ooh. Might give that a go. We do have a Sainsbury's. I don't know if they do click and collect. It's the one on the main road on the way to Altrincham, just as you go through Sale. So we've got that one, and there is one in Altrincham. I think they're the nearest, so I'll have to have a look. That map should be showing you what looks like the middle of a field. And you should be seeing on it Moss Cottage Kennels and Cattery. If you drag that map fractionally to the right, you'll see the Eon or the Aeon Training Complex. That's where United train. And we're nearly on that map. Well, just near the JK Sandwich Bar, which isn't a sandwich bar. Just saying. Oh, I don't believe this. This is so funny. Should I take this incoming call or not? No, I can't do it now, Ned. I can't. The priest's ringing me. But I've already done the video, so he'll just have to wait. He'll probably wonder why I'm not available now. Right, well, that JK Sandwich Bar is obviously just somebody's home address where the business runs from. It's not a sandwich bar. But in the field bit near the blue bits, which is just behind Rachel's house. I don't believe it. He's ringing me again. Can you hear this? Probably can't hear it off my watch, can you? I wonder if something's on fire. Oh, I could take it if Mike was here, but he's not, so I can't. So he'll have to wait. I'll have to ring him back. Well, Rachel was trying to get some sleep, given that Rachel's on the front line, if we recall. And she's just nodding off nicely about 11 o'clock when a load of sirens career up the road. And she's thinking, where are they going? Because it's a cul-de-sac. And behind her, there's just fields. This was 11 o'clock at night. Somebody had set the field on fire, having a barbecue. I think that one's got to win an idiot of the week, don't you? So she said she saw all the firefighters get out, dash around the back, and then they'd got water hose with them to put it out. And she said, and then it was just engulfed in black smoke as they put it out. As if that wasn't bad enough, happened twice. They then had her up at 3 o'clock in the morning on another day when she had a shift. Exactly the same thing, just setting fire. Either the thing, one was a barbecue and one was just setting fire to the field. Because, did I miss the memo about this? Or are people just card-carrying stupid and I didn't realise to what degree they were card-carrying stupid? Asking for a friend. I know, Kim, I've never seen idiocy like it. Another one, I don't think I've got a link to that, but I'll try and find one. I think that was on the Manchester Evening News site, so you might have seen it, Jonathan. This was two policemen who were sat in a car. Now, it wasn't far away either. It was probably about 8 to 10 miles away, so not that far. They were sat in a car, making sure that everyone was keeping safe, etc. Two young lads, you know, you're thinking, what are they out for? Young lads on their own, just saying, threw a brick at the car. Luckily, I mean, the window smashed, but the brick didn't actually go through it. And the police were saying how horrified they were, that they were just sat there minding their own business. There we go. Appalled and outraged. There it is. Let's get that in there. So I'll have a look at where that was. These people do need locking up. Seriously. Yeah, they were on a bike. That's right. They were on a bike. And they've actually got footage of the two idiots on the bike with the brick. So they actually went out with a brick looking for somebody to throw the brick at. They're subhuman. I won't say an animal. Animals don't behave like that. But seriously, whoa. Idiocy beyond belief. That was one of the classics. Going out armed with a brick. There was another one, a student from Sheffield, who drove across the country. So Sheffield is on the East Coast side. Drove across the country to Coventry to pick up his mate to drive him down to London. This is a 360-mile round trip. Why was he driving him down to London, you're asking? Yeah, me too. To catch a flight. And he wanted to save him the taxi fare. But he said to the police, I thought it'd be all right because I did have a mask on. Yes, there are no words really, are there? Right, Mike, do you have something to talk about? He looks all flustered now. Yeah. Good evening, Tracy.
£700 for a pair of wheels.
Oh, yes, the Apple
I've
wheels.
I've seen that.
This bedpan punishment is looking better by the second, isn't it? Jonathan says they look like kids. Both them and their parents should be punished. I agree. The kid, they don't look, maybe they're 17, but they don't look older than 16, to be honest. And going armed with a brick, they do actually want shooting. Well, do you want to have a few words about the wheels and the iPhone? Because the priest's after me. I have no idea why, but he's rung twice already. So I'm leaving you in charge.
Oh, it's going to be a bit silent then, isn't it?
No, you're going to be good.
Am I going to be good? Okay. I've just read, whilst I was outside with Lola, and yes, I've taken a load of pictures for you, Jonathan, and everyone else, of her with her new toy and her with her old toy. Because she decided, as we went outside, with the new toy in her mouth, as soon as we got to the door, she dropped the new toy and she picked up a very old toy, which was basically a piece of cloth, an orange, well, it's an orange cloth now, but it was actually an orange dragon that's had the stuffing ripped out of it. So where are we up to? Yes. Wheels. I've just seen your post on Slack. Hot on the heels of the iPhone and the iPad, they're now releasing £700 worth of wheels. That's the kind of thing that some of my petrol head friends might pay for. But £700 for a set of wheels for a MacBook. No, no chance. What about you? You love Lola photos, Kim. Right, we'll have to put them up somewhere. We'll stick them on the after-hours slides, I think. Let's see what we've got. Oh, we've got Lola with her new rope. Lola swinging the rope over her head. Lola with the orange cloth that I've just talked about, which used to be a dragon's head. R.I.P. dragon's head. She does like that new toy. Oh, you're back. What?
It's tech-related.
It's tech-related.
It's a tech-related priest crisis.
Let me finish this off, because I've just been mentioning about £700 for wheels. It's the kind of thing my petrol head friends would go for. And some pictures of Lola.
Oh, oh.
What she did, as I was just explaining, was we got to the door and she dropped the new rope.
Oh.
And she went for the old orange rack instead that used to be a dragon.
Oh, for crying out loud. So there's nothing left of that.
No, but she, in the end, she did go for the rope.
Yeah, because she can't tug that one as much.
We've got some pictures.
Fabulous.
I said we'd
fabulous.
Put them in the after hours so that Kim and everyone can see.
Yeah, put them in Slack as well.
Didn't think of that. I'm out of breath. I'm unfit.
You weren't unfit
right.
When all this started.
So what's the priest?
The priest crisis. Let me apprise you. He sent me a mail and rung me twice to tell me he sent me a mail. Just saying. What's comical about this is, looking at my mail, unless he sent it hours
ago. Squeaky
lettuce. And I don't think he did.
I presume a squeaky lettuce is a dog toy.
That was the suggestion for the dog toy. I don't see a mail from Ned. I reckon it's gone straight in the spam, because what he's done is he's forwarded me some spam.
He's forwarded you some spam.
It isn't even in the spam, oh, for crying out loud. Basically, what has happened to him is he got a mail saying that he'd bought 500,000... Oh, what they called coins in a game for $48.99, and it'd been charged to his Apple ID.
And has it?
No, but I haven't got the mail. I'm looking here. I've got some spam stuff. So that one's not spam. Oh. The other two in there look like they are spam. But my inbox has exploded. As you will appreciate, I have not been in Slack as much as I would like to.
It's not parental control. It's
priest control.
Priest control, yeah.
Oh, we've had a comment on the mass. Amazing video. Keep it up, dude.
Who's that from?
One of his fans.
Oh.
No, I don't see a mail from him. So I wonder when he sent it. I do have, unfortunately, quite a few mails in my inbox.
The priest speaker's concern is the same as mine.
What?
The state of his hair.
He is getting a little bit concerned about that.
Yeah. Maybe I'll send him my blonde wig and he can do mass in that next week.
You know, and you laugh, and yet...
He probably would.
Oh, it is. It's there. What time was that sent? Oh, about the same time. What on earth?
Right, I'm gonna stick some Lola photos in.
Yay! Right, so it's yeah, this mail he's got is from apple.payment@service.com, and then there's a whole long hideous mail to, and it's not actually to anybody in particular. I think it's BCC'd service-581@live.com, and it says. Subject, reorder success attachment. Your payment for Mobile Legends has been confirmed. And there is an attachment. It says it's a PDF and it's an e-receipt. But, I mean, all those addresses are just off.
Can I send that?
I would have thought. Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Because then all the map biters will understand the science of the bin calendar.
Oh, the science of the bin calendar. That's Lola showing it off. No, that's completely spam. But it shows you, doesn't it? It looks... The title of it looks genuine. And then it's a PDF and you're tempted to download the PDF. But no, he's going to have to be a prize. That's not a good idea. So I will return to him with... His, oh, and I've got the mail I got, Mike. Mm. Private account, not the church account.
Oh.
That's because he's forwarded it from there. But yes, obviously that thing's doing the rounds again and getting everybody giddy with it. So I'll get back to him and tell him that, no, it's not a problem. Right. They do it. Oh, it's a squeaky cabbage. Okay, let me have a look at that. Squeaky, squeaky cabbage. She's got to have a squeaky cabbage. We do have some toys of Maya's. We got Maya a squeaky carrot and we called it Jasper for obvious reasons. Jasper carrot. They do. They look like my lettuces. They do look like my lettuces because I have little gem lettuces. Oh, I'm definitely thinking we need some of those. Possibly not the ones that look rather dodgy. The other ones. I think they're chili peppers. Oh, what have they got? And they've got broccoli as well. I somehow don't think she's ever going to be persuaded with the broccoli. Just saying. And they squeak as well. Oh, and they've got cucumber. They've got cucumber and lettuce, Jonathan. How did you find these? They're amazing. Right, so you have to chew cucumber and cabbage. And oh, it's ginger, Mike. You definitely don't want that. No. And then you can choose the colour and the colour's cabbage. Oh, fabulous. Right, we'll have to have a couple of those. Definitely. Where's my page gone? Right, I've made a note of that. She's been zoomy today. She's been running around absolutely going crazy. And then she just flops, doesn't she? But she's taken... When she had puppies, that was about a year ago. A year ago, we were visiting her puppies. And... We had one of them here because Lola was seriously ill. So previous first family had taken her to the vet and they were left with one puppy and they couldn't leave this puppy alone at home. So I said, no problem, just drop her off. So she dropped this puppy off and I was downstairs with her and she fell asleep exactly where Maya used to sleep, in the exact same position. She would be lining up against a wall and then tipping her head round the edge of the door. And Lola's never done that until today. And today she fell asleep in the doorway of the studio in exactly the same position, well, the office, in exactly the same position as Maya fell asleep. Just too cute. And we're just like, oh, I've got to take a picture. But today, tell them what we've been doing, Mike.
Cabling.
Oh, I thought you would have forgotten. Today was a good day when we'd finished. Wasn't so much a good day in the midst of it. Because in the midst of it, there's a lot of swearing and cursing, isn't there? Yeah. Our first job, so hopefully, is the sound fantastic tonight?
Mary had a little lamb.
Do tell me yes, otherwise there'll be tears. We had put in, many moons ago when we sorted Mike's audio out, we had a short cable and we tested it and I told you it was black and I used to trip over it. So I replaced it with a yellow one. No, we didn't. We replaced it with a longer black one and we put it in all the way around the office. So we have it all to move all of the furniture to put the cable behind it. But we tested it first. And as you know, Mike then started Daleking and that was the end of that. So we then got a shorter cable, a yellow one. We worked on the principle the possibility was maybe the length of the cable was the issue. So we got a shorter one and we tried it. And we've tried it that way for a good few months and it was fine. So I said to him, right. That's called a no-bull cable. I will get a longer no-bull cable. If you remember, it was supposed to arrive next week, but it arrived about 10 days early. So it's been on the floor. We've tested it. We've done a good few shows marooned with it, and it was fine. Then I said to Mike, when we do Skype chats and we're live, Mike needs to hear it live. He can't listen to it on FM because it's about 20, 30 seconds behind. So I said we could do with a 20 metre audio cable. So job today. Take out the 20 metre cable that was broken for the microphone. Install the new and yellow cable for the microphone and install the 20 metre audio cable. Sounds so simple when you say it quick, doesn't it? Yeah. Getting the old one out wasn't as bad as I feared it might be. How about you?
No,
it wasn't bad, was it? Considering there was a lot of it behind what's called a Boris bookcase. Nothing to do with Boris. Obviously, it's been a Boris for years and years. And they're now called Billy's, but they used to be called Boris's. So a lot of the cable was behind there. So we were just pulling it out and bringing out the extra spare meters. So we got that one out. That was OK. Then we came to put the other one in. Yeah, not so easy. Seriously, what do cables do just to annoy me? As you're trying to unfurl it, it's knotting itself. It's twisting. So we had to untwist it as we went. Then we realised it needed to go over some boxes that were on top of this shelf. And the boxes are so close to the ceiling, we needed to move the boxes. So they had to go. Managed to get it all the way in. We were all right at this end, weren't we? So that one wasn't bad. Audio cable, living nightmare. We got it to where I thought, mea culpa, Mike, it was my fault. We got it to where I thought it should be. So again, it had to go all the way behind all of the furniture and the boxes. And I said, we'll put it in at the floor and it'll go in the speaker at the back. It doesn't go in the speaker at the back, which I now know. It needed to go actually into my iMac. So we got it beautifully arranged under the desk. And Mike was under the desk for quite some time trying to sort it out. And we had to extricate it all and get it up into the iMac. However, happy to report all cables now installed. Long may they reign, because if I have to do that again, there will be murder. Jonathan's in love. In love with Lola. Let me have a look. I'll have a look at the Slack channel. So far behind with Slack. But I was actually at one point caught up. Look at her. That one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that. She's actually got one end of that in her mouth and the other end wrapped around her neck. And she is in front of the Science of the Bin collection. You see where there's some grass? I need more flags. Don't like grass. That's Mushroom Corner. If anybody remembers Mushroom Corner, when Mum was alive, we had this spate of mushrooms growing. It was all my father's fault. Just under that grey bin was Mushroom Corner. There was a holly bush there when we moved in and we needed to knock it down to build the wall that you can see. So it's got a proper wall and a gate. And instead of actually getting rid of this holly bush, root and branch, no. He cut it down and then covered the stump up with some soil. Mum said to him, is that dealt with properly? He said, yes. Lying toad. Luckily, he was dead by the time the mushrooms came back, because if he hadn't been, she'd have murdered him. And these mushrooms just grew like Topsy, literally within 2 hours from nothing to fully fledged mushrooms. Could have sold them, honestly. So I started looking up how you got rid of mushrooms, because we still had Mayer at the time and we couldn't put poison down. You have four. We do have four bins. Trust me, Jonathan, that's only the tip of the iceberg. When they start mucking around with them and telling you they're putting them on different days, it's a nightmare. There's four bins and a small container that they come to take every now and then, which is kitchen waste. So, mushroom corner exploded. So I found out if you use a mixture of salt and vinegar and bicarb, it's supposed to kill these mushrooms. Well, you know when you put weed killer on something and 4 weeks later it might not be looking too healthy, but, you know, it's still there. I went out armed with boiling water, warmed vinegar and bicarb and this salt. So I generally threw it about. Now, none of those are particularly dangerous for dogs. You should have seen these mushrooms. They were gone in 20 seconds. It was amazing. Anyway, my dad had tried getting rid of them year after year after year. So I did it once and they came back the following year, about 8 months later. So I said, right, I'm going to do this in a different way. So it's all very scientific, putting straws in the ground and holes so I could get this mixture further down. Not seen the mushrooms since. Yeah, so that was an achievement. That was mushroom corner. What are all the bins for? Let me apprise you. Let's have a look at the bins. Right, the grey bin is real rubbish. You'll notice that the grey bin is half the size of the other bins. That's because they are trying to dissuade you from actually throwing things away. The blue one is cardboard, isn't it? So that's cardboard packaging from Amazon and stuff. So that one's twice the size of the grey one. The black one is for tins and bottles to be recycled. And the green one is for garden waste and kitchen waste. That one is supposed to go every week, isn't it?
Yeah.
So every week you have to put out two bins. And it's not random. There is a logic to it. You have to put out the green bin. And then 1 week it'll be green and grey, then green and blue, then green and black, and then back to green and grey. But obviously nobody has a clue what bin goes out what week, because they used to send you a calendar. And it was like, I think it had magnets on the back. And you put it on your fridge. It was fabulous. Mummy used that for a couple of years. Then they decided that they could do it cheaper if they just sent you the sheet without the magnets. So the first year, instead of having the magnets attached to the back of it, they sent you a magnet and a bin calendar. So you put the calendar on and you slap the magnet on top. The second year, they just sent you the calendar and you were supposed to use the same magnet. Still okay. The year after that, they decided you could print your own bin calendar off the website, which doesn't work well if you don't have a colour printer. So that kind of disappeared. I'm not sure they even do a bin calendar anymore, do they?
I think they do. You download it.
But it's just squares. It doesn't say what the colour is. It's just squares. So you'd have to colour it in with a felt tip pen. Like, who's got time? So we decided we'd go digital with it. And it was not as easy as you would think. But we did it. If you use Google Calendar, another reason to use Google Calendar, when you set up the rotor on which it gets taken, you have the option to change the appointment's colour. So if the calendar is black, you can say, yes, but this appointment needs to be blue and this one needs to be grey and this one needs to be green. It has to be a colour that's available. But through trial and error and generally fiddling around with it, we have one calendar, not four, used to have four, one for each colour. We now have one calendar that has all the bin collection on it by using the Google Calendar exceptions. Not supported by BusyCal. Not supported by anything else other than Google Calendar. Oh, I was so pleased when we moved to Google Calendar. It meant losing three calendars.
When I was a kid, we just had one dustbin.
So did we, one black one. Yeah. Do not put hot ashes in it.
That's right.
Yeah, and everything worked great. And do you know, that bin was half the size of that grey one.
I know.
And there was plenty of room. It was a round bin.
I'm just thinking back to the flat that I used to live in, with an outside bin hut.
Mm. Like your mother.
Yeah.
I mean, where do the bins go?
I was going to say, what do they do with the bins? They probably leave them outside.
No idea. But it's unfortunate because, you know, we've got that many bins. If somebody's had an extension built and they can't get their bins into the back garden because there's no through way, every house has four bins in the front garden. It looks disgusting.
Next door's has.
Yeah. Next door's have, across the way have.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all in the front garden.
At least ours are hidden from view.
We used to have ours in the back garden. What you're looking at there is the front garden wall, the inside of the front garden wall. But we used to have them in the back. And then I remember saying to you, why are these in the... Because that was when there was one bin. Then there was two bins. Then there was three bins. And I said, there's no room in the back garden. So we
plus you have to wheel them past the...
It's a long way to wheel them when they're heavy. And you've got to wheel it past the extension. So that is actually... You can't see ours. They are backed on to the wall. So they're hidden by the wall and a fence. I think they look much better there. Mm. The only difference is, of course, you've got to walk down to the bottom when you've got something to put in it.
Yeah.
But I don't tend to do that. I tend to have... In my bin next to me, I have a roll of bin bags. And when I put a bin bag in and it's full, I just take it out, not the top, and leave it on Mike's chair. The bin fairies take it away.
No,
it's amazing.
I think you'll find that's me.
Oh, please. It's like the elves and the shoemaker. I think it's the bin fairies.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you.
I'm getting the right evil eye here over that. You see, Kim says that the recycling's all done together with plastic, paper and glass. That would be brilliant. But no.
The lunch fairies made you lunch.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And the tea fairies make me tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great, this.
Yeah, but then my tech fairy gets me online.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like magic.
What do you mean you do? It's the tech fairy.
That's me.
Oh, yes, because I'm the bin fairy.
Yeah, I don't wear a pink tutu. So Jonathan says they've got everything but no garden waste. The caretaker sorts that out. Oh, I wish. I wish. That one's awkward because that's the one they won't take. That's the one they're supposed to take every week. But that's the one they don't take if there's a crisis. So it's quite conceivable. You know, you think, right, they're going to take that this week. And you do the garden and you fill the thing. Maybe, well, even halfway. If you filled it halfway, it would still be heavy. But if they don't take it, then the next week you do the garden again, you do the hedges again, and in the week it will sink about 6 inches. So you've got enough room to put 2 weeks within. But when you put 2 weeks within, it comes to the top. If the lid doesn't shut, they won't take it. And if they deem it's too heavy, on what scale, I don't know, they won't take it either. And Mike's seen, when he's out with the dog, the bin police coming round. Seriously, not even joking, right? Mother would be spinning in her grave. She always said it would come to this. When you put your bin outside, it's deemed to be no longer your property. So it's the same. I'm sure you remember this, Jonathan, from criminal law. If somebody leaves a newspaper in a train carriage and you pick it up, is that theft? No, it's not. It's abandoned. And the same principle applies to the rubbish. So once the rubbish is outside your door, you then have no say. So the bin police come round and check what's in the bin. And if they don't like it, then they won't let them take it. It's sort of like 1984 at large, isn't it?
Mm.
There was one in the local paper last week, and it was something to do with recycling plastic. And the plastic was in the plastic bin. So point for that. And would they take it? No, because there was a pot noodle carton in the wrong bin. The guy went absolutely mad. I mean, it's not wise 3 weeks into quarantine to wind somebody up to that extent. Because if they don't take the bin, what happens to the rubbish? It still needs moving and he can't take it to the tip.
Jonathan, you schmoozer.
What?
When he was a student, we had that issue after one rather large party, so they attached a fiver to the bin. Bribery will get you everywhere. Anyway, if you're on Slack and the random channel, between some of the pictures of Lola that I've posted, Deb's has posted something really funny.
Well, what am I looking at here? Got McJim the Real scrolled up. Oh, that looks like a cat.
It is a cat.
That is brilliant. I love that. Fabulous. Yes, this guy with his bin that they wouldn't take, he tried explaining to them, said that he couldn't... get to the tip himself with it. When they wouldn't listen, he got in his car and blocked them in. Had to get the police to come and rescue the bin crew. Bins are very serious business, I'll have you know. Very serious business. Oh, I don't think I mentioned, we're on a hard finish tonight, just before 8. We have our music show on Brooklands. So we'll be heading on over to Brooklands. Mike's already busily putting together a playlist. Shall I tell them what it starts with?
Yeah.
Robbie Williams, let me entertain you.
Let me entertain you. You.
God is singing now. It's all right. Mike doesn't do the actual turn on the night. We mute him. Which is probably wise. Look at her face with what's left of that dragon. And there's a bit of a pink rope on that picture as well. Look at her. She's so cute. I bought her that. It was a very light toy. I didn't think it'd last that long. It had crinkly paper in it, like plastic. So it made a noise when she was squeezing it. But she likes that. She likes the rope. I'm sure she'll like the new one. I was telling them how she picked the one with the noose on it.
Yeah.
That's my girl. That's my girl. So we're doing this singing happy birthday for Tom, are we, on Thursday as well? That's a good idea. Tracy's just put this in. Sing happy birthday to Captain Tom Moore at 7:59 on Thursday. Because we'll be out clapping anyway. Good idea. Excellent idea. We should take some music out, shouldn't we?
We should.
Mm. Has everybody heard Tom's new single? Nobody had heard of Tom this time last week. Now Tom's a star. Michael Ball, the singer, has done a version of You'll Never Walk Alone. And Tom's on it. Captain Tom is his co-singer. They're trying to get it to number one. What day is number one released?
No idea, but when I was a kid, it was Sunday.
No, it's not Sunday now. I think it's Friday, which should be the first.
You know just how many times I've said when I was a kid?
Yes. Feeling good old days, you mean?
Huh?
The good old days.
Yeah.
Can I just say what he was watching at lunchtime?
Well, who was watching at lunchtime?
You had a sly peek and I said, it's fine, I'm recording it.
Oh, the match.
It was the FA Cup semi-final from 1990. You're wondering why that's significant, aren't you? Well, one, it was a good game. It was a good game. But the FA Cup semi-final in 1990 meant United won it. They got to the final, the 1990 FA Cup final. They won that, which meant they got in the European Cup Winners' Cup. They got to the final of that and won that in 1991. And that was what we were going to watch when you came round the day before we went to Wembley.
Yeah.
But we ended up not watching that, didn't we?
Mm.
What did we watch?
Pretty Woman. Pretty Woman. I'll add that to the playlist.
Oh, gosh. He's off. Bless him. So, Jonathan's dad built a little fence hut for the bins so they weren't on show. They aren't the prettiest things, but they're not. They're horrible. And when you see four of them lined up in somebody's front garden, I mean, if I just glance out the window, there's so many houses have had extensions and they can't get them round the back. Tracy needs a link for that song. Have you got it?
Well, I presume we're talking about...
Yeah. I can give you... Have you got Spotify? I can give you a Spotify link. I'll put it on the there it is. Playlist. Copy song link. There we go. That's the Spotify link to Captain Tom. It's lovely when he starts at the beginning. And Michael Ball's got such an amazing voice. So hopefully that will get to number one. No, I really don't like the bins in the front garden. We did think of a bin store. But the biggest bin store we could get, and these things aren't cheap, they're like £200 to disguise your bins. The biggest one we could find had three bins, and we've got four bins. So that we couldn't find one that had four bins, that took four bins. It's disgusting. Not good. We need a caretaker, Mike. Oh, we've got you, haven't we?
Yeah.
I'm very bad. What I decided, Tracy, was overnight when I go to bed, I'm going to leave that song on repeat play because the number of hits it gets on Spotify, I believe, goes towards whether it's number one or not. So I'll just leave it on repeat.
Will they check your IP address?
Well, you can listen to it as many times as you want.
Okay.
It's how many listens now. It's not how many purchases.
All right.
So, the more we listen to it. So I'm going to play that tonight on The Brooklyn Show. Oh, you've got to have your bins in the garage. That's the thing, isn't it? The Homeowners Association, they could be quite strict. I remember you mentioning the colour of the fence. That wouldn't be a bad idea here, you know, a little bit of decorum. But some of the houses, I mean, the one next to us, the extension they had was a garage down below and a bedroom above. So they could actually take it through the garage. But the house opposite, there's no way to get to the back garden. Which, if you think about it, I mean, yes, they've only actually got a single story extension. I don't know why they bothered myself. Pretty much because they've got two TVs about 72 inches each. We can see them from the kitchen. You know, if we had sound, we wouldn't have to go out. Seriously. They are huge. But when you've built an extension like that and you can't get through to the back, if there's a fire in the back of your house, how are you getting through? And if you got out of the back of your house that was on fire, how are you going to get round to the front? So to me, that kind of thing's not safe, but that's just me. I kind of think of these things. Our little extension at the back is single storey, but at the side, you can get all the way round. We have had situations with the one next door because they can't get through. She had her guttering done a while back, and they had to hover over our roof to do it, the roof of our garage, because their house is right next to the garage. But the planning permission has been eased to such a degree, hardly anything's refused. As it happens, theirs was twice, but that was me. But let's not talk about that. We're friends again now. I think it would be good if you had to do something with the bins, at least disguise them, because it is getting to ridiculous proportions. One bin wouldn't be bad, but, you know, four bins. And what's funny, Jonathan, have you ever been down Brooklands Road? Brooklands Road goes from Marsland Road and Brooklands Metro Station down towards Tesco's, Aldi and the synagogue. I'll navigate Jonathan via synagogue. He'll know exactly where I mean then. Halfway down that road, the bins change colour. Deliberately. Halfway down that road, Trafford becomes Greater Manchester. So instead of having the colour of bins that we have, they have all sorts, like brown and purple. I think ours are quite muted, to be honest. Although, wouldn't it be better if they're all the same colour with a little code number on?
Yeah.
Mind you, having seen the intellect of people at the moment, that might prove too much. Could well do, you know. Yeah, but I think it'd look better if they're all the same colour. And I would rather not have purple and brown. Purple and brown. And purple and brown on their own don't look good, but purple and brown together. Yeah, not good. So did you get through to talking about the phone and whether the phone was good value?
No, we didn't talk about the phone. I talked about the wheels.
The wheels are obscene. The wheels don't even have locks on. I had no idea. I mean, why? It's obscene. Obscene.
I assumed it would be for the Apple Car.
No, this is for the Bin 2, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bin 2.0. It comes with legs. If you buy wheels at the point of purchase...
Is that like saying it's got legs?
Well, if you buy the wheels at the point of purchase, I think you pay $400. But if you buy them later, they're $700. Now, obviously, if you buy them later, you get the legs and the wheels. Whereas if you got the wheels at the point of purchase, then they're cheaper because you're not paying for the legs. But when I looked at them, I thought they're hideous anyway. And there's no locks on the legs. Is it that heavy it won't move? Is anybody in the market for that? You know, if money was unlimited, would you buy a Mac Pro?
No.
My problem with the Mac Pro is the monitors.
Doesn't come with one, does it?
No, but you know how Apple then deprecate a connection and then it doesn't work? It's most unfortunate, that. I'd love the power of it, and I've loved the fact that it'd be off the desk. So if it's going crazy with when I try and watch a video with it and it starts going mad, I'd love that. Monitor-wise, I'm not at all sure about the Apple monitor. You might max out a MacBook Pro. Those monitors that I've seen people with, they look amazing. You know, the kind of slightly curved ones? Ultra-wides. They look amazing. But the thing for me is, that would make doing my job really difficult because I need to capture a monitor and I certainly don't want to capture one that wide. I know I could capture a window of an application, but you wouldn't get the kind of context that you would. You wouldn't get the context of the menu bar being in the right place and at both ends. So I've pretty much got that much screen real estate, but on three separate monitors. But that's why. Same if I was sharing it. Can you imagine that I was sharing something on an after hours and it was that wide? You'd need an ultra wide to see it.
Yeah.
But they do look nice. They do look very, very nice. I would imagine editing video on them is an amazing experience. You wouldn't go for the Mac Pro, not got the space. I might be prepared to knock a wall down if it was fabulous. But as I say, I get concerned about the monitors. My ultimate computer was a 330-inch cinema displays. on the old cheese grater, Mac. That was amazing. That, to me, was perfect. There's a picture kicking around of Al Gore with it. And I always remember looking at it thinking, oh, I really want that. Let's have a look if I can find it. Al Gore, three monitors on his Mac. There he is. That's the one. That's the picture I remember. Although, having said that, look at the state of that office. Naughty, naughty Al. Oh, that office is bad. Bad. I'm gonna drop this for the quickest. Right, let's put that in. There it is. Oh, he's already number one, is he? Oh, that's amazing. Do they do these charts every day or something? Let's have a look at that. The oldies are at the top of the charts. Oh, it's gone to number one in the iTunes charts. Excellent. I haven't heard that other one, that duet of Catherine Jenkins. So does it tell you when the official number one's out? I'm completely at a loss with this. Let's have a look. I'm guessing that'll make more money as well. Not particularly his appeal, but more money in general. Let's have a look. Does it say? No, but he has got a world record as well, hasn't he? He's got the highest total ever raised by an individual on Just Giving, which is lovely. And I think the one before him was that Stephen Sutton that I mentioned, who had cancer. So look at the state of Al Gore's office. The monitors were fab, though. Love the monitors. The rest of it I can live without. I've no idea. Can you imagine trying to work in that mess? That's shocking, to be honest. There's actually a click through to... what are we doing here? Let me get the link off there. Right, not that one, that one. Right, let's have a look at it. Get a closer look. What's all the rubbish on his desk? There is a lot of it. No, I couldn't work in that mess. I couldn't. It would drive me mad. Look at the old keyboard as well. Have you seen how close it is to the monitors? Barely room to move a mouse. Maybe that's what you had to look like back then. I think that was about 2008, 2009, something like that. But that was my ultimate setup. That was when I redid my office, which was 2014, Easter 2014. And what I did was I had to move a filing cabinet, which gave me opportunity to get carpenter in to sort the desk out, make a bigger top on the desk. And that was the day I put the third monitor in. So I had to wait until I got a an iMac that could do it.
How about sit?
She doesn't want to sit. She wants to eat, don't you, babe? Oh, I'm going to need to take a picture to share because you're feeding her. Right. Let's get the two of you. Oh, look at that. Do that again. You've got your hand across her face. Hold it above the head.
No, there we go.
Come on. Let's do pictures. Pictures for right, Jonathan.
Last bit.
Hang
good
on.
Girl.
Oh, I think I got that.
All gone now.
Let's have a look. What did I get? Oh, you're all blurry, Lola. You're blurry, Lola. You move too fast, girl. I think I've got a decent one, but I'll have to take a frame out of it. Oh, she's all teeth on that one. There we go. Can I ping this straight to Slack?
I'm not sure.
Probably not, knowing me. I probably disabled it, thinking, oh, I'd never need to send an image straight to Slack. Let's have a look. Can I do that? Mm-hmm. Where's the Slack icon? I don't see the Slack icon. Maybe you can't.
Maybe you can't.
Oh, now I want to do it. Oh, there it is. You can. Right. So let's see what happens. Workspace, Mac Bytes. Share to random. Lola's treat. There you go. You don't spell Lola like that. Lola's treat. Join the show, even. Let's see if that worked. Mike, go and check if that worked. Oh, you look fabulous there. And she's blurry. She's going for that treat. You can see Mike's new cable on there as well. Top left-hand corner. It's the yellow one.
There it is.
Fabby.
You can also see the wine glass and the wine.
He's hitting the wine early.
Just, it's not early, it's 10 to 8.
Okay, it's not early then. Oh, you! Wow, that went through quickly. Excellent. So let's have a look. Ah, there she is. Look at that. She's blurry. Poor Lola. I'll get a freeze frame out of them. We haven't got a light on in here at the moment, have we?
No.
It tends to do that 30-second thing and you can take a better frame. So I need to do that business. Ooh. The shopper has started working on my order. Do not put something in. Right, I'm watching. One of your order is out of stock. Oh, you swine!
What is it?
Oh, look! No prawn cocktail!
No.
Shall we say yes just to have something?
Whose phone number is that?
Oh, I've accepted it. Wanted prawn cocktail. I'm going to get something else, but never mind. Right, I'm going to keep that next to me. Don't tell me anything else is out of stock. Just not good enough. Right, it's next to me and I'm watching it. He's getting ready for your Brooklyn show. He is. We'll have to head off in a few minutes. We've got the first couple of songs keyed up. Mike's going to do an intro, so I'm going to have to make sure I'm broadcasting to the right station. Hey, it wouldn't be the first time, would it? We have taken over the airwaves before. We have taken over the airwaves.
Why have I had a call?
From whom?
Rob and Chris.
Probably their way of putting in a request.
London?
Can't no. RTFM?
No, it's not.
Go on, who is it? He's trying to marry up a phone number now.
Peter and Marjorie.
Well, go and take it. I've talked to the priest. Totally professional, this show, isn't it? It was a tech problem that he had,
he's
though.
Engaged.
I need to let you know if you've got the letter. Jonathan, you just open the window. You will hear when the lettuce arrives. No, I'm keeping my eye on the Dino pasta. I'll tell you straight, if the Dino pasta's not available, there's going to be tears. I just thought gluten-free pasta. I don't care what shape it is, but hey. So Kim says, I hope you'll keep us posted on the delivery over the Brooklands chat. Absolutely. I should get a notification. There's a map that you can follow, and you can actually follow them from the depot, which is about 3-4 miles away, and you can follow him. So I'll shout down to Mike, you know, he's on Furze Road, you know, so he'll probably be 10 minutes. But Mike sat next to me tonight. But yes, we'll take delivery live on Brooklands. I wonder if they'll be as interested in what we've got. See, they won't know about the Dino pasta. They won't know the history of it. It won't have the impact when it arrives. See this, confidence.
Is anyone joining us tonight?
That sounds like Kim's joining us.
Good.
Yay! Right, we've got 7 minutes to showtime. So find out what they wanted, Mike. And I'm making sure everything's keyed up. I've got to remember to make sure that they can hear Spotify. It doesn't work well if they can't hear Spotify. But we've had a couple of weird requests that I'm going to need to find. So I'm going to need to key all of that up as well. One that we've had is, let me know if you've heard of it. Is it Frieda?
Somebody in Frieda.
Barry and Frieda, I think it is. Let me have a look. By request. The Ballad of... yeah, I think it is The Ballad of Barry and Frieda. And it's a Victoria Wood song. It is so funny. It is really funny. So we've had a request for that one. And one I've never heard of. Absolutely one I have never heard of. And now my TV started, Mike, and I've no idea why. Mm. I don't remember setting it for everything, but it's come online. So I'll leave it and see what happens over there. I will do as I do my mail on Saturdays while you all play. Yeah, we'll pick some good songs and have a play. Last week, we started very quiet in terms of we weren't on for the first hour or so, which I think tonight we probably will be, because we've got the ones who go to bed early on tonight. Last week they were watching the Easter Masses, as you recall. So I will definitely let you know about the lettuce, Jonathan. There may be photos, including, of course, my pasta, should my pasta arrive. I'm sat here with the Prime Now app open, with my personal shopper feeding me back information as to whether everything's in or not. There is going to be tears before bedtime if there's anything missing. I'll just say that I've waited 10 days for that slot. So there will be tears before bedtime if something is missing. But so far, there's only the prawn cocktail. And I guess at a pinch, I could live without it. Just rather not. That's me. Right, what did I do? I see what I was recording. Fair enough. Leave that running quietly in the background and make sure it's not hooked up. Because we hooked it up for Queenie, if you remember. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you. Positive vibes always, always accepted. Look at her little face. I'm looking at Slack now. Oh, she's so cute. Have you realised how many treats she's had today?
Yeah.
But she did have zoomies. Then she had a half-hour tugging session. And then she had two walks. But don't tell the police because she's only allowed one. So she's just stocking up. She's just she hasn't put an ounce on during this, has she?
Unlike me.
Oh, never mind. You can always work that off. You can work it off. Right. So what's everybody doing today and tomorrow, it being the weekend? Or can't you tell? Is it just like normal? it's all merged into one. What were we doing today? Trying to catch up and put our cables in, which means tomorrow we've got Mass, of course, but that's now on demand. So we can time shift the priest. So that's fabulous. Which means we've got a little bit of time. So we were pondering topics for next week. Pondering topics. Toffee tummy.
That's me, yeah. Toffee tummy, I like that.
What was the other thing you had today that you... Oh, yes, I bought him a treat, do you remember? And he wasn't impressed. It was Dairy Milk with Dime. And he likes both of them, so I thought that would be fabulous. And he said, tried it, it was all right. Weren't saying that today, were you, babe?
No.
Oh, one mouthful and I'm like, oh, it's delicious. That might make a little bit of an appearance in a subsequent let's try and get a slot night. Only one replacement so far. Right, so let us know. So tomorrow, Jonathan's got several things to do. Clean the bedroom blind. Exciting. Vacuuming. I think that's a little bit more exciting, the bedroom blind, only myself. Sort the sock drawer out. Oh, this is getting exciting. Now, once you're onto the utility cupboard, wow. I think when you've done that, you might be too tired for the home workout. I'm loving number 6, read, but I'd swap 7 for bike. But other than that, yeah, Mike would be doing the first 4 of those. 5 of those. I'd be doing the reading. What are you reading? Oh, ice cream bars. Oh, I did get some kind of ice creamy barry thing as well, Kim, with diamond. There will be photographs of all of this, should it actually arrive. We don't want them to say, there's no dime bars, would you like this instead? Oh, that would never, 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 never do. Excellent. Right, well, I'm going to say a swift farewell now because I've got 2 minutes to get into another show and get it all sorted. You would be most welcome to join us. Mike will put the link in. It is brooklands196.com. We have a chat on there. There's a WhatsApp group as well. And the link for that will be on there. So please do join us if you like any kind of music at all. Other than that, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we will both see you tomorrow. Now I've got a link from Jonathan and I've got to see what the book is. I've got the link, Jonathan. Good night, folks. And we will see you next time.